Welcome to morning prayer. It's Wednesday, the 8th of April, Wednesday in Holy Week. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Let your ways be known upon earth, your saving power among the nations. Blessed are you, Lord God of our salvation, to you be praise and glory forever. As a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, your only Son was lifted up that he might draw the whole world to himself. May we walk this day in the way of the cross and always be ready to share its weight, declaring your love for all the world. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. O Lord, hear my prayer, and let my crying come before you. Hide not your face from me in the day of my distress. Incline your ear to me. When I call, make haste to answer me. For my days are consumed in smoke, and my bones burn away as in a furnace. My heart is smitten down and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. From the sound of my groaning, my bones cleave fast to my skin. I am become like a vulture in the wilderness, like an owl that haunts the ruins. I keep watch and am become like a sparrow, solitary upon the housetop. My enemies revile me all the day long. And those who rage at me have sworn together against me. I have eaten ashes for bread and mingled my drink with weeping. Because of your indignation and wrath, for you have taken me up and cast me down. My days fade away like a shadow, and I am withered like grass. But you, O Lord, shall endure forever, and your name through all generations. You will arise and have pity on Zion. It is time to have mercy upon her. Surely the time has come. For your servants love her very stones and feel compassion for her dust. Then shall the nations fear your name, O Lord, and all the kings of the earth your glory. When the Lord has built up Zion and shown himself in glory, when he has turned to the prayer of the destitute and has not despised their plea, this shall be written for those that come after, and a people yet unborn shall praise the Lord. For he has looked down from his holy height. From the heavens he beheld the earth, that he might hear the sighings of the prisoner and set free those condemned to die. That the name of the Lord may be proclaimed in Zion and his praises in Jerusalem. When peoples are gathered together and kingdoms also to serve the Lord, he has brought down my strength in my journey and has shortened my days. I pray, O my God, do not take me in the midst of my days. Your years endure throughout all generations. In the beginning, you laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They shall praise, they shall perish, but you will endure. They all shall wear out like a garment. You change them like clothing, and they shall be changed. But you are the same, and your years will not fail. The children of your servants shall continue, and their descendants shall be established in your sight. My help comes from the Lord. Have pity on our frailty, O God, and in the hour of our death, cast us not away as clothing that is worn, for you are our eternal refuge, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. By your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. We preach Christ crucified, the power of God and the wisdom of God. By your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. By your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. Let us pray for the day ahead. We give thanks, O Lord, that you have brought us again to another new morning. Help us throughout the day to continue to praise you and find joy in everything we do. Enable us to support each other. Eternally remind us that your love surrounds us and deepens us. We pray for the world. And we particularly remember Palestine. We remember the land of your birth. We pray for those who celebrate Passover at this time. We remember all the governments of the world. And we pray that they will be guided and directed by you. We pray for our own government, and in particular we pray for the Prime Minister, for those who care for him, and all those who work in our National Health Service. We particularly remember those who have died in service, who have given unstinting love and resolve in the fight against coronavirus. We pray for the church and for each other, for our friendship, for our support, and for the love we bear each other. God, your loving kindness never fails, and your mercies are new every morning. Continue the good work begun in us, that increasing daily in wholeness and love, we may rejoice in your goodness, and so order our lives always to think and do that which pleases you, through our Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. Amen. Standing at the foot of the cross, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May Christ, who bore our sins on the cross, set us free to serve him with joy. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.